Welcome to Radio Immaculata, building a Marian culture. Here I am with a local artist called John. He studied at Ravensbourne College, where he got a degree in animation. He has agreed to do an interview for us on Radio Immaculata to promote the arts and in particular animation. Welcome John to Radio Immaculata.
Thank you.
John is also an artist who works in a variety of materials such as acrylics and watercolor, and also uses some computer programs to produce images. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. But mainly now, mostly I use digital for like illustrations and comics. So I draw traditionally in pencil, then scan and then go over in ink pen, scan it in, then color on computer.
Oh, that sounds really good. Fascinating as well. Now, you've been drawing from since you were a child. Tell us a little bit about what it was like in school when the children would ask you to draw things for them.
It was a taste of knowing that you're good at something. I used to remember after school, in primary school, in club, you know, people would ask me to draw them Thundercats or He-Mans or Teenage Mutant Turtles. And they'll give me, there was a queue and they had biscuits, orange squash, and they will go and get them and bring them to me. So rather than me having to queue up or wait or whatever, they'll just bring it to me. So it's kind of like a commission thing from back in the day. So I kind of knew that, yeah, I was good at something, I was good at drawing.
This sounds very interesting. That goes back a while, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
those characters that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Now, as a child, you also were fascinated with moving images and bright colours. Could you tell us what attracted you to animation? You know, it could have been something else, but why animation?
I think with animation is a joy of watching something come to life in an interesting way. It's something that's it's engaging, and you look at it and you're like, wow, you know, all these individual drawings, which collects to a series of drawings, all come in a fast movement to become an animation and a moving image that's fluid and it moves from A to B. Those stuff just fascinated me, and I was just always wondering, how do they do that, how do they make it move, you know, how many drawings did they do? So I think, yeah, that's what attracted me to it, really.
Well, I think animation is something that, you know, a lot of people are attracted to. You know, as you said, the moving images, how did it get to that stage and so on. Now, do you think animation can be used to evangelize? And if so, what do you think would be the best way to go about it? In the sense that evangelization, it can be used in a way of attracting people to the faith. Do you think it can be used as something to evangelize people?
Yes, I say definitely animation can definitely be used to evangelize and bring in people. I think also it's a sense of when something is popular or what draws people to that certain animation, so to speak, or art, one has to always ask, well, what was the reason for them drawing that thing in? So with animation, it's already a thing of it's good to look at, it's amazing to look at, and using the faith would, yes, definitely help as well, you know.
Now, if Catholic artists were to know that their God-given talent was given to them for a precise purpose and mission, do you think many would use their talents for God's glory and for maybe the benefit of the church and for the salvation of souls? What are your thoughts on this possible mission that artists can have?
In regards to, you could say, like, praising God and giving him thanks. You know, yeah, definitely giving him thanks for, yeah, blessing with the talents. We've been given a talent, but then sometimes we kind of take it for granted and we just hide our talents and don't use it for good. So I'll say, yeah, definitely it's a thing that we should be thankful of. And everyone's got a talent, but it's just some just hasn't been discovered. But yeah, definitely using talent for good.
So you can say that talents that we've been given could be used for the glory of God then, and
yeah,
used in that sense to praise God or to glorify God, that the talents we've been given,
yeah,
that you can say. This is quite an interesting part of you know, one's ability and talents. Now, Blessed Fra Angelico, a Dominican priest and friar, is one of the patrons of art, who seemed to make his work part of his prayer. Now, what do you think of making art become a prayer and enabling your work to be done in a prayerful environment?
I think it goes back to the previous questioning about talents and praising God, in that you always have to be thankful, really, before we start anything. Saying a prayer or saying thanks to God in our talents. And yeah, it just also, it's like, yeah, praying, meditating, and just giving thanks, really. That's, yeah.
Okay, now, what do you think of the new form of art, like three-dimensional digital art? Can we expect to see a growing number of 3D animation that are Catholic?
I think partly, because the reason why I say that is because it's sometimes the trends and markets change. So you could say, yeah, 3D, there was a period where 3D was the in thing and everyone was doing it. A lot of studios was doing it. But then it came to a point where it started to become generic because everyone was doing it. And so I think in a way 2D is coming back. But I think at the moment now there's a balance with the 3D and the 2D. So I think definitely both are important. Yeah, definitely.
Now, how much work is actually needed to produce an animation? And how long would it take roughly to produce, say, like 1 hour's animation? I mean, like, also, what type of team would be needed and how detailed is the process of doing so?
It varies. If you're looking at an hour, it depends on how big a team is. If you have a team of, let's say, 100 animators for an hour, it could take roughly between maybe 3 months to 6 months.
Okay.
If it's less than that, then it can take maybe almost up to a year, even more. So it varies on, obviously the big studios, they have 100 animators, yes. But a lot of the time they outsource it to Japan, China, India, whereas like say in the UK and America, it's more of a smaller team. So usually it will take longer.
Right.
So
why do you think they source it to places like China and Japan, India?
Partly to do with the cost and it being cheaper. If it was more in-house, it would be more expensive, but also time consuming.
Right.
Because a lot of the popular shows and cartoons, the pre-production's done in the UK or America.
Right.
And the storyboard and the scripts is all done UK and America. But when it comes to the actual animation and drawing the animation, then it's sent to China and India and Japan and Korea.
Okay, animation seems to have a lot of layers to it.
Yes, definitely.
Before we get to the production fully. Now, can the beauty of the Blessed Virgin Mary be portrayed in animation? And do you think animation and other digital forms of art can help spread devotion to Mary, especially among children?
Yes, definitely. I think the thing is that with all art, it will, it will bring people closer to Mary. Also, I think using your talents and gift in a way where it's on par with, say, the popular shows, I think will be a very, very good thing, because not just in the religious aspect, but in general, animation in general, you get good animations and you get ones which is terrible and rushed. So I think it's good to find though the very, very best. I'm not talking more so about big companies as such, but like talented individuals that can match the best of the big companies. Using them to portray Mary in animation will definitely bring more people in evangelizing and
in the church and knowing about Mary in that way. Now, what about a cartoon on the mysteries of the rosary so that children can learn to pray and know what happens in the mysteries? Do you think a cartoon like this can be done?
Yes, definitely. I think in the mysteries, it's in itself, it's you have a picture when you're meditating on the mysteries. So doing a cartoon for children will be definitely good for them. And in some aspect, when praying the rosary, they can have that vision of, like, say, an animation, a cartoon of the mysteries.
Yeah.
And they can be more engaged and more fully present rather than their mind wandering off and stuff. So that would be definitely good.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I quite agree with that as well, actually. You know, having a cartoon in the mysteries of the rose will kind of make them more focused and, you know, it'll probably come more alive to them. This is good. Now, tell us a little bit about your devotion to Mary. Would you consider consecrating yourself to her?
Yes, definitely. I think Mary is, I'll say, like the key, the gateway, you know. And yeah, it's definitely like a doorway through. And when you go and you enter, it's a destination you're trying to reach.
Yeah.
And with her, when you go through it, you've entered it. So definitely, consecrating to Mary is one where it's definitely helpful for me and keeps me It keeps me happy knowing that I'm consecrated to her.
Because one, being consecrated to Mary, in that way you become a child of Mary. Yeah. Yes, and that is a good thing to do. Yes. So we know that Saint Catherine of Bologna is also one of the patron of art. She was a painter and a Paul Claire nun from Italy. So we think of her, and as we pray that she may watch over John, and with together with Blessed Angelico, Fra Angelico, in all that you do, and your work, and your future work in animation. And so we thank you for being once again with us on Radio Immaculata. Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.